Welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts here on a Monday morning. And we're going to talk some high school hoops now. Coach Jamison Webster of the Tecumseh Indians with us in studio. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
He stiffed us yesterday, so.
Well, he had a good excuse to not be in school. So.
I know. He's busy. Busy up at Chelsea. Actually
coaching.
Yeah. Few coaches were heading up there.
Heading there after the
show.
Well,
yeah, we had Coach Davis from Clinton on the phone because on his way up there. And then Coach Kelly went up there as well from Adrian. But you were right in our window of when we were going to be on. So three games, though. So talk a little bit about how yesterday went for you, Jamison.
Yeah, so we started right off the bat in the morning with Marshall. Really strong competitive team. Their favorite to win their league, actually. They had three kids, about 6'5" or taller, and they weren't really back to the basket. They could stretch the floor out and be threats from the perimeter. One of the kids has got multiple offers Division III level. I think if he could handle it a little bit better, he'd be getting D2 looks. But they were a really good look for us, and then we followed that up on a back-to-back with Lakeland. They're in the same conference with Milford, so a really big athletic team. And then we finished the day with Williamston. So three really good opponents. You know, the biggest thing that we wanted as coaches was to play teams that were going to be able to help us identify the areas we need to improve in. And I thought we did that. We had some really positive notes to take away from yesterday, but at the same token, some things we need to work on. And that's what we practiced this morning. So really, as a coaching staff, we tried to identify the issues, and over the next four practices leading into our next scrimmage, hopefully we grow a little bit in those areas that we need to improve in.
What's that biggest takeaway then? I mean, what were the biggest things you really think that you need to improve on?
It was just a little thing. So like DHO's garden dribble handoffs, the technique on allowing the guy jumping onto the ball to slide through, closing out, keeping a hand up, tracing the ball at all times. Our checkouts were pretty consistent, but understanding, hey, shots coming from the left wing, we need to battle on the backside, work our way to the backside, and get in position for that rebound. We like to blitz ball screens. We thought we got some easy opportunities off those live ball turnovers. But what we saw was once we got into the second half of those games, we got a little fatigued. We think we're pretty deep this year, but like everyone else, still trying to get in basketball shape. The small technical things that we did a good job in the first half kind of started to go away when we got a little tired there in the second half.
And then some of the positives that you saw.
Yeah, like I said, I thought ball screen defense when we were mentally there and you know, our first win was there. Those were really positives on the defensive side. I thought we ran the floor offensively, and we're going to have to do that this year. We got a lot of athletes, so we got to squeeze the rebound and push it off our opponent's miss. I think offensively, really going at an opposing team for the first time, we got some good stuff out of our half-court offense. It's just understanding a little bit. We had time and score situations, whether that's towards the end of the first half or late in the game. Hey, we're up 10. Teaching those guys who were on JV last year, hey, you know, that may be a good shot any other time in the game.
Sure.
Rather than up 10 with 3.5 minutes left. Like, let's work to get a really good opportunity.
Right. Or get fouled and
Absolutely.
Go to the line,
Absolutely.
You know, depending on game situation. Sure, sure. Coaching the mental aspect of it as much as the physical.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, getting that IQ in there is important, you know, as you said, time.
And I think that's, you know, we really take pride in scouting our opponent. So when we go into a scrimmage like this and we don't know nothing on Marshall, Lakeland, and Williamson, it's one of those things where we tell the kids, hey, if you're guarding 23 and he's knocked down two threes to start the game, we're coming into this not knowing anything about these kids.
Right.
You got to build that self-IQ. Okay, he's hit two threes, catch and shoot. I got to be a little quicker on the closeout. So you got to build that IQ throughout the game and understand scouting report as we're moving through the game like we did yesterday. And I thought we did a good job of that as the day went on.
Talk a little bit about some you know, returners, maybe some new guys for you.
Yeah, you know, Daniel Haddix, he's going to be a senior this year. Didn't get a ton of time last year as a junior, but really made big strides in the summer. He's going to be one of those guys that slides into the 4-5 position for us. Really looking to be that third scorer for us. Obviously, the offense going to kind of go with Mossberg and Clement. Those will be the two guys. But, you know, guys like Daniel Haddix, Charlie Palmer off the JV. He's a junior this year. He's a long athlete, can play on the perimeter and inside. Michael Longenball, Lamar Longenball. You know, we got a lot of guys this year that are kind of X factors. You know, if they can just step in, you know, we understand that we're going to have to be a defensive first team. But if we have four or five of those guys on any given night step up, and one guy might knock down a couple of baskets, and the next night somebody else has got to pick them up, we feel like we really have four or five guys that are in that same mix that are going to play that same role. And we have to have one or two, maybe three of those guys on every given night kind of step up and help out on the offensive end.
You know, moving to your schedule, Coach, looking at the first month, I mean, you open with a team that's usually pretty solid in Parma Western, although you were telling us before when they had a pretty recent coaching change. So
yeah.
That may play into your favor a little bit because there's probably a new system being installed there compared to what they ran in the summer. You know, and that's a tough thing to ask of high school kids.
Yeah, and we wanted to schedule them right off the bat because it's a good measuring stick. Where are you? Mm-hmm. Are. We really want to go. We have nine games leading up to our first conference game against Chelsea, and we understand if we're going to be able to compete for the league with the Adrian, Jackson, Chelsea's of the world, we're going to have to build our non-conference schedule up. And, you know, we've played Parma the past few years, and it's a battle every time we play them. They're athletic, they're big, they're physical. So right off the opening night, it's a good opening test for us to start the season.
Well, and then, you know, you have a good Clinton team, a generally good Bedford team, Coldwater, Blissfield, and Flat Rock. And then you close the month with a game against Hudson.
Yeah.
What's that like coaching against your dad?
You know, last year it was a neat experience. It was something I've never experienced as a competitor before. It was, you know, he wanted to beat us as bad as we wanted to beat them. But, you know, at the end of the game, it's mutual respect.
Sure.
And it's something that, you know, I'll cherish for the rest of my life, being able to do that. Not many coaches get the opportunity to do that.
Well, and then you got Justin set next to you on the bench, too. So.
Yeah, so it's a neat experience that we get to go through that and just compete and with a game that we all love.
How's mom in the stands with that game?
Yeah, she has to go back home with my dad, so I don't know if she's cheering a little harder on the Tiger side or the Indian side, but she just wears orange and black.
I was just going to say the beauty is she can wear orange and black and root for
on the front.
Right.
She's a mutual fan.
That's awesome. And, you know, of course, you mentioned some of the teams that are favorites for the white. And I would imagine by the end of the year, you guys will find yourself right in that mix as well. You usually do. But, you know, Chelsea lost some good players, but they return a lot of good players. And even Coach Kelly kind of agreed with you that they're the team to beat until somebody beats them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we saw them yesterday. They're going to get better as the year goes on. I mean, anytime you lose two All-Staters in Caban and Stevens, it's going to take time to adjust.
Yeah.
I mean, they were 95% of the offense the last 3 years.
Right.
So you lose those two guys. They still have Blanton back, who's a really nice player.
Real good player,
And their JV team went 22-0 last year.
Yeah.
So they're bringing some nice pieces off that group. It's going to take time for them to kind of fill in spots where they need to. But come conference season, game 10, game 11, middle of the season, when we see them, they're going to be playing much better than they will be at the start of the season. So, yeah, they're going to be tough. Jackson's always athletic. You know, they just keep rotating guys in. You got to handle their pressure and take good care of the basketball. And obviously, Adrian will be tough. I mean, Stevie's one of the best players in the state of Michigan, probably going for Mr. Basketball this season. So they're going to be a challenge as well, like always.
Yeah, they've just got to figure out, you know, we talked a little bit about that with him, with Jordan yesterday and a few others, just about, you know, having to replace a guy like Parker. I mean, just the little things that that he did, and Tristan Hayes too, but, you know, Parker was a glue guy.
I agree.
You know, and those are hard to replace.
I agree with that because, you know, Hayes was that senior leader point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't always score it a ton, but he did the little things that many people didn't recognize. And then you have Parker, who is more than capable of scoring. We did a good job on Stevie in the district, and Parker goes for 25.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, you got to pick your poison.
Right.
And Adrian's going to be dangerous again this year if they have those pieces that can step up and fill into the roles and be capable of scoring 20 a game like Parker was last year.
Right.
It's going to be a fun one, though.
Yeah. I know we're looking forward to the season. We have, I know, at least both of the Tecumseh-Adrian games. I know you guys are on a few other times.
Yeah, we got you at Blissfield on the 17th of December.
I think our first game, isn't it? Tecumseh-Clinton,
yeah.
So,
and then Tecumseh.
You're our kickoff game this year.
We were hoping their gym was going to be done. It was supposed to, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure when that thing is going to be done over
so
there.
So would that game move to Tecumseh, or would you play in the old gym?
We're going to play it in the old gym.
No, yep. That's stupid. Yeah, it would have been neat to be the first game in the new gym. Yeah. But, no, that's good. Good stuff, yeah. Always good to talk basketball with you, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to the season.
Yeah.
You know, the SEC is a grind. I mean, it's that way in every season.
Yep, good competition.
And that's what you look for as a competitor and a coach.
How many years you been at Tecumseh now?
This is my sixth season.
I thought so. Yeah, so I was going to say.
They're piling up.
Wow, you know, man. They go fast, don't they?
It feels like the first year I was there was literally 2 years ago, last year. And it's like, wow, this is year six already.
No kidding. Man, it does go fast.
We're really starting to see, because I've had the majority of the coaching staff all 6 years.
Nice.
Kids just come up and know the expectations.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing a good job. My coaches underneath me of teaching them the things that they need to know to be prepared to be successful in varsity. And so it hasn't been a ton of new teaching through this first week of practice. It's just trying to iron out the wrinkles and get as many reps on different things as possible.
Well, and your seniors, those were the middle schoolers when you started.
Now, yeah.
You know, I mean, so they've been in the program, in air quotes.
And our numbers have been great.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since the first couple of years, we haven't had a sophomore pulled up on varsity since Mossberg 3 years ago.
Okay.
So the last 3 years, we've had 8 seniors, 7 seniors. This year, going to be 6 seniors.
Yeah.
So it's mostly juniors and seniors. And, you know, I think that's a big thing to have numbers like that to where you can keep those good classes, nucleuses down on the JV and the freshmen so they can continue to get better on
They learn to play together, too, and you know, go through the good times and the bad times together. And that's good for team chemistry and all that stuff. And, you know, sometimes when numbers get a little low and you want to pick this kid who's really good on your freshman team and move them to the JVs and JVs to the varsity, that, you know, the fifth quarter rule helps some with that.
Yeah.
But not always.
No, we try to really avoid that if at all cost. I mean, unless somebody's a superior talent and can make a huge difference, we're just going to keep them down on JV.
Sure.
I mean, our numbers, like I said, have been good enough to where, you know, we know that we're going to have to win on the defensive side of the ball, which, you know, statistically, over the last 3 or 4 years in the county, we've been top third defensive team. So, you know, we just kind of buy into that brand of basketball. The kids do a good job of understanding what's going to give us the best opportunity to win and be competitive in our league. And we do a good job of just trying to get better at that every single year.
Well, and if you play good defense, a lot of times that leads to easy transition offense, or what should be easy transition offense.
Yeah.
And those are always fun when you hit those breakaway layups.
Yeah, we try to hang our hat
and all that stuff.
Living on live ball turnovers.
That gets the jungle all fired up.
Sure, there you go.
I think you learned that a little bit from Dad, and that, you know, starting at defensive first.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had to play for him for 4 years, so it was defense, and
then you got to go to college and say, "Can I score?
Can I shoot a little bit?" So, no, it's all good.
Yep. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy morning and talking some Tecumseh Indian basketball.
Absolutely,
with us.
Appreciate you guys having me, and look forward to the winter season.
I'm sure we'll talk to you more than once this season.
Oh, yeah.
So
sounds good. Thanks, guys.